Hey everybody, how you guys doing? This is Louie from Technically Journalism. The website that I use to focus on what journalism and technology can do together to really produce some really good content and some really good stuff. Again, I'm not pretending to be an expert or anything like that. It's just stuff that comes up, stuff that I think a lot of us can probably benefit from, and maybe we can learn from each other on some of this stuff. I haven't done Audioboo in a while. Actually, I hadn't updated my blog in a while. I've just been really busy with the semester. I was teaching a journalism class. Oddly enough, just old school journalism, how to put stories together. Really fun stuff. So I'm done with that class. I'm not teaching next semester, so I'm going to focus on my blog now. I got a lot of pretty cool ideas. Some stuff I've already done. I just need to post. I did a recent thing on Windows Mobile Phone 7. Couple videos, some early impressions. I'm working on a review for work, and then I'll do a video review of the phone and the software once I post my written review at work. So that's pretty cool. You know, I like the phone. Overall, I think it's a good thing. A lot of stuff to work on that I point out. A lot of possibilities that it kind of messed up. A lot of opportunities that probably could have done better with. But I like it. I like it overall. Anyways, I wanted to talk today about stuff that I think is going to be coming up next year. The year's about over. We still got a lot of stuff to do, obviously, in December, but the year's about over now. And we got CES coming up in January. And just looking at some of the early coverage and some of the press releases I'm seeing, it seems like for better or worse, the industry is going to focus a lot on tablets. You're going to hear a lot about consumer tablets this year, or next year, I'm sorry, in 2011. As we go, last year at CES, there was a lot of 3D TV. That was a big deal. You're still going to see some of that as it goes mainstream. But tablets are going to be a really interesting thing. And for journalists, I think it's where we can do a lot of really cool stuff. Now, I still don't think as an industry we've caught up to smartphones. I think still smartphones are a mystery to a lot of us. And a lot of newsrooms probably don't even have smartphones widely available. And that actually might be a good thing once the tablets come out, because we might just go straight to tablets. I think if they had some kind of phone capability, we might just go straight to tablets and just skip smartphones altogether. So anyway, smartphones are going to be a big deal. And having touched the Windows mobile platform now, the Windows Phone 7, I can tell you that operating system is perfect for a tablet. It's a really cool, quick, nifty operating system that comes with Microsoft Office, which is really brilliant. They could have done a lot better with Microsoft Office on the mobile phones, but I think with the tablets is where you'll see it kind of shine. A lot more room, a lot more editing capabilities, a lot more kind of input abilities. So I think with tablets is something we got to keep an eye on. And as an industry, hopefully, and certainly as individuals, you're going to see a lot of that after CES. Microsoft will start announcing their tablet lineup at CES. They did last year, and then it got canceled. I think in 2011 is when you'll see kind of a rush to it and a push to it. The iPad obviously showed us that they can be commercially viable. Samsung did its tablet that I got a review up on Asia Central now. Samsung did its tablet that was not bad as an Android tablet. It's pretty good. If you like the Android software and if you like the Android phone experience, you will like the Samsung Galaxy Tab. I just wish that it was much more of a unique experience, even within the Android world, than the phones are. I wish they would have used the space a little more wiser, if that's even how you say it. And I wish the camera was stronger. But overall, it's a pretty nifty device, and it's certainly a great idea. Tablets are going to be awesome. So as CES comes around, you're going to see a lot of tablet coverage. You're going to see consumers really kind of having to decide if they're going to go netbook or they're going to go tablet. I think you're going to see that more because more companies are going to be offering them and because there's a lot of different devices out there. So when the iPad got launched, you were pretty much limited, I thought, to just iPhone users or Apple customers. And especially because it was on an AT&T, so you had to decide whether you're going to go to AT&T if you weren't already. And if the iPhone didn't make you cross over to AT&T, I didn't think the iPad would. But now you're going to see like Samsung Tab is on like multiple providers. You'll see it on Sprint, Verizon, and AT&T. I'm sure whatever Windows tablets come out or whatever future Android tabs come out are going to be on multiple providers. Verizon, I think, has the iPad now. I'm sure they're going to do a new one come June or July, whenever it is, when they normally have their big conference. They'll have another iPad come out. So the iPad devices are going to be big. And I still can't get past the fact that the newsrooms haven't reached the smartphone devices. So it's kind of odd, right? So as newsrooms, we have to catch up. We got to do some major catching up to get anywhere near the technology that regular people are using all the time. So, you know, we'll see. I think tablets are going to be awesome. I would like newsrooms to catch up to smartphones, you know, first, if nothing else, and just get a feel of what reporters can do. I mean, reporters are some of the most creative people that I've ever come across. Certainly, you know, just resourceful. Do whatever it takes to get something done, you know. So if you give them a good device, you teach them how to use it. I'm interested to see what they can do with it. What kind of photographers and other ones. Photographers are great for creativity. They have great eyes, you know. They see the world differently. If you give them a good mobile device to take photos with, I think you're going to see something really cool. Certainly reporters. I think reporters are where it's going to be at. You know, covering courts, covering breaking news, at council meetings and government meetings and a lot of different places where reporters are. Reporters are everywhere. If you give them a really good mobile device, be it a smartphone or a tab, you're going to see them do really cool stuff, really fast things, and probably be a little more accurate than calling information in. When you can type something on a screen and email it in as opposed to calling it in, you're probably going to be a little more accurate and a little faster because you kind of eliminate the rewrite person to some extent. So anyways, I just wanted to get on there, talk about that. I hope you guys are doing okay. If you get a chance, go check out my blog. I think it's coming along pretty well. I got a lot of stuff coming. The Windows mobile, the Windows Phone 7 videos are posted. There's two or three of them. I got much more coming on that. I'm going to look at specifically videos on the Android platform, videos on the iPhone platform, on the iOS, whatever it's called. I have a video saved on the BlackBerry platform now, the new one that they did. And obviously I have Windows, so you guys can see the difference. And I'm also going to branch out a little bit to get away from mobile devices, do a lot more just overall technology journalism, what we can do out there, and start reaching out to journalists who actually do this stuff on a daily basis. So I hope everybody's doing all right. It's like mid-December right now. Christmas is coming up. So hope you guys have a good Christmas or good holidays, whatever it is you want to celebrate. And just keep an eye out. If you can subscribe to my Audio Booze on iTunes, the link should be on my profile. Or if you're listening to this on my website, if you click on a podcast tab or a podcast menu item, you'll be a link there to subscribe. I'm going to do these a lot more just on the way home from work or on the way to work. Just quick hits overall. So hope you guys are doing well. Take care of yourself. Bye.